Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 408. Happy Tuesday. Thought experiment?
Let's hear it.
Last night I was watching a nature show. I think it was the National Parks. It was Yosemite, which, by the way, God, I've never been out there. I've never been to any of those, Yosemite, Yellowstone. I really need to go. My God, they're breathtaking.
Stunning. Yes.
Just breathtaking. And so much bigger than I thought they were, and just ecosystems. So they were, following the wildlife, and, we've all seen shows like this. But there was, like, a bobcat, and you get to know the bobcat from the time they're born, and they go out on their own, and hear a couple of coyotes, and they show them doing it, you know. And which, by the way, when animals do it, it is just like, okay. And just, it's, I don't know what I'm expecting, like flowers or something. But
I wish they'd be more into it, too.
Yeah, I wish they'd, just give me a show. Anyway, I thought this. Intelligence is so prized by us because we are the smartest creature. We just are. You know, you can say, well, elephants, shut up. Show me an elephant driving a car or a dolphin building a building, and we'll talk.
I would like to see that.
But I'm not sure it has anything to do with happiness. That bobcat looked a whole lot happier than I am.
Well, that bobcat also has, like, a different concept of happiness, right? The bobcat's a creature of instinct. He's not thinking, like, man, if I just made, like, an extra, like, 10 grand a year, I could go on more vacations, I'd be so happy, you know, that sort of. It has a totally different concept of happy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Looks like a good one.
Sure, yeah.
They're absolutely not worried about anything. They're either happy, they're doing it, they're scared of something, and then the moment passes.
So you want to be like a creature of, you feel burdened by all of your intelligence.
I'm not asking to be a monkey. I'm just saying, like, if I had another go around and they said, like, okay, you've seen it being a human now, you want to be a lion? I think I might be like, yeah, I think I'll try that.
Lion.
I don't want to get eaten.
Yeah.
I do think they're concerned with that. Well, I think that's probably the basis of ignorance is bliss, right? There's got to be something to that. But they are concerned more. They've got to worry about where the food comes from. I mean, they're catching them at their camera-ready moments.
Oh,
Dave.
Sure. It's not an easy life.
Yes.
I'm just saying, they don't seem worried.
But it's not an easy life, but they don't know that, right? Like, they don't have, like, the concept that it's an easy or a difficult life. They're just out there living. And you're not the first person to have that thought either, that, like I said, almost burdened by your own intelligence. Like, man, wouldn't it be nice to just...
You know what? Stop talking. You've just given me my autobiography. Burdened by my intelligence.
Burdened by my own intelligence.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for understanding.
You're very welcome.
You put everything into perspective for me.
I would be a squirrel because I can climb trees.
Man, the squirrels are making me mad lately.
There's too many. They're everywhere.
I seem to be the only one burdened by my intelligence in this room.
The squirrels are running in front of my car at an alarming rate. I've noticed it more lately than I ever had. They get in front of the car, and then they stop. And I'm like, honey, either cross the street.
They're very indecisive.
Or don't do it. But you're putting yourself in way more danger by taking your sweet time in the middle of the road. I don't want to hit you.
If there's any animal that can say the F word, it's squirrels.
Yeah. 100%.
They seem to say it all the time.
That's my that is my favorite squirrel move, when they get out in the middle of the road and they can't decide if they want to finish crossing or go back
just
the way they came.
Just do it. Or don't do it. But stop with this in-between BS.
Did you tell these guys about the bird that took over your car?
Oh, my goodness. Maybe it was last weekend. I can't remember. But there was a bird sitting on my windshield wiper. And he was a very handsome young bird. But then I'm like, oh, this is cute. And he's staring at me through the windshield. But I thought, surely once I turn on my tracks, the sound will scare him and he'll
fly
away.
I
noticed.
So
I started the vehicle. Doesn't faze him. Not even a little bit. I'm not kidding you guys. I revved my engine. Didn't care.
What kind of bird?
I think I have a picture of him on my phone.
It's got to be a mourning dove, I'm guessing.
Then I backed out. Didn't care. Started to pull fully out of my alley, and he was
going
to be along for the ride. And I'm like, I'm going to get on 64, and this bird's going to be holding on for dear life. He can't let go in the middle of everything.
Well, he is a bird.
So I had to get him out. Here he is. I had to get him out, get out, and shoo him off. And as I'm shooing him off, he looks me straight in the eye and poops all over my car. There
Dang.
He is.
Dang. Oh, you know why? It's a baby robin. He's just a baby. He doesn't know what's up.
Way to go, Rachel.
He's a juvenile
so
robin.
So he thought I was his mommy.
Yeah. Mm.
And that squirrel's like, it's a baby robin.
Yeah.
Hey, lady, it's a baby robin.
I got one for you guys.
Oh, poor baby.
I have a wreath on my front door. And birds have, just within the last few days, birds have started like trying to nest in it. And I forget that they're doing that. So whenever I walk up to my door and like open my door, birds fly in my face.
What? Can't you remedy this pretty quickly?
Why don't you just take the wreath down?
Yeah.
It's July.
It's not like a Christmas wreath. It's like a it's like an all seasons wreath.
Who do you think he is, Rachel?
Yeah. It's a wreath for all times. But
how many wreaths you got in the trash car?
I think there might be one in there.
No.
There's one of everything.
There's definitely some birds in there.
But yeah, these tiny little birds just fly straight into my face about a third of the time I go into my house.
Help me understand. A third of the time. So the birds fly in your face the first time, and then you just walk in and let it happen again the next day.
Yeah, well, because I might have like my hands full or something, and I open the door, I walk in, and I'm like, ah, birds flew into my face, and I'm screaming, and I'm...
Then you just go play video games.
Yeah, and I just go chill.
And the next day, you're like, oh my God, they flew in my face again.
Yeah, I mean, I forget they're there. It's easy to forget.
You're the only person I could ever live with where I would be the grown-up.
It's complicated because I want them to live there, because number one, it's cute, and number two, you know, they need a place to live, too.
Yes,
and they could be
do.
My little friend, my little bird pals.
Wow.
And I think that would be cute. But
I went to law school for this.
Uh-huh.
I do wish they'd stop flying in my face so much when I try to go into my house.
Whew. Damn.
I have another mask comment that I would like to read if given the chance.
Sure.
So KC Second Amendment says again, my husband and I went to the bank today. The customer service woman said people are coming in, rushing around with their phones, trying to catch employees not wearing their mask, then turning them in.
Again.
That's messed up.
Again. Worst versions of ourselves.
I regained some faith in humanity. I was on the it wasn't Nextdoor. It was the St. Louis subreddit. And someone had posted, like, where should I go to report people who aren't wearing a mask? And every single comment was like, either say something yourself, don't be a coward, and go up and say something, or don't report them, because that's very rude.
Yeah.
And it just kind of made me regain some respect for the general public, because it's like, if you feel strongly enough, then you can go have a conversation with someone, but don't do this whole like sneaky taking pictures and sending it to the county executive or whatever. That is low.
I don't know anything about running government, but the fact that this is my understanding from actual people that have gone through it, that if you have been exposed to COVID first person, but you're not showing symptoms, you can't just go get a test. And two, if you do get a test, it's taking a week or two to get the results. This is America. Like, we're the United friggin' states of America. Yeah. Come on. Now, I understand in March. I understand in April. I might even understand in May. It's July.
Yeah.
Plus, as I understand it, PPE is running out. And we're right back to worrying about masks. What have we been doing?
For our healthcare workers.
What have we been doing this whole time?
I don't understand how that happens.
Like,
after
look,
6 months of
I'm
this or however
always the first to fall on my sword and talk about what an idiot I am and I can't do anything and I have no skills. So it's not like I have some great plan. But I think I can expect that bunch. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I should. Because people say like, well, Dave, you want the government to be your daddy. I do if I'm paying the government 40% every year.
Yeah.
I want them to be something.
Yeah. Be nice if they were something.
It'd be nice if they if I was getting something. Mm. Anywho.
Yep.
Headlines?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Round up your purchase at Schnucks to support Folds of Honor. Speaking of...
How'd you say it again? I am...
Burdened by your own intelligence.
Thank you.
Speaking of COVID-19, New York City went without a coronavirus death for the first time in 4 months.
Encouraging?
Yeah. Good sign.
Does anyone feel like they have a really accurate idea of where we stand?
No.
Trump and Fauci are obviously having some pissy fight, and whether he's doing Oppo research, but they haven't talked. They're not doing any news conferences. That can't be good. That just can't be good when your chief medical guy and the chief guy aren't really talking, and when they're kind of throwing barbs back and forth. But I don't really want wall-to-wall coverage of the COVID numbers, but I'm feeling like this shouldn't be a matter of opinion. What to do about it is, but the numbers shouldn't, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, no. Don't look at that. That's numbers are great.
And, you know, and to Trump's credit, I don't believe he's doing that. I think he's willfully not talking about it all the time because he doesn't benefit from it. But it's not as if the numbers aren't available to us. He's acknowledging that there's a lot of testing. I mean, he pushes back on that because he feels like it makes him look bad, but he's not trying to change the numbers.
Yeah, I agree with
as
that.
As far as him reporting it and stuff. I don't know. You have, on one hand, Trump's been very forthright about the fact that he just wants to open back up and things are going to happen the way they're going to happen. But then you have, you know, Melania coming out with a tweet and saying, like, please wear your mask. Pence is doing the same thing. Trump wore a mask over the weekend.
I have a question. I have a theory that the teachers unions are going to refuse to let teachers go back in the fall. If there's anyone out there who's a teacher or has any sort of inside information or an intelligent, informed opinion about that, would you please call at 314-241-9797 or tweet Rachel and let me know? I just hear a lot of teachers bitching about it, and I feel like the next step are the teachers union saying no.
Missouri set a new single-day record for COVID cases with 936. This is on Tuesday. New single-day record. So yesterday, I guess.
Mm.
So that's a little scary. And 20-somethings are making up the highest percentage of COVID-19 patients in St. Louis. I'm going to go ahead and guess that's because people in their 20s are not being careful at all.
And going to bars
and
parties.
Yeah, I mean, obviously not everyone. But it's troubling sometimes to get on social media and see the amount of partying going on. Yeah. And there's just not distancing anymore.
I mean, it's like when you're a kid. It's all fun until someone shoots their eye out. Yeah, let's have a COVID party. Let's go crazy. Let's live your life. Life is short until you get it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, crap. I wish I hadn't done that.
Let's see here. We haven't talked about this on the show yet. This is so sad. Kelly Preston, dead at 57.
Gosh. That really got me.
Battled cancer privately for 2 years. It was breast cancer. Apparently, John Travolta lost a girlfriend to breast cancer like 40 years ago or something when Saturday Night Fever was coming out.
Didn't know.
The woman who played his mom in Bubble Boy was his girlfriend.
Oh.
And they were like really, yeah.
And they didn't know that.
I just read an article about this last night. Apparently they were like really in love and planning on getting a house together. And she was diagnosed and passed away of breast cancer. So he's lost two loves to this. It's really sad. Makes me feel bad for the guy.
She seemed really nice. Like we know. But she just seemed like a sweetheart.
She did.
She did seem like a nice
lady. Yeah, just beautiful too.
Mariah Carey is She's putting the finishing touches on her memoir. So,
oh, thank God.
I've put all of our names on the pre-order list, so all we have to do is wait now. Final story here. Google has announced 100,000 scholarships for online certificates in data analytics, project management, and UX. This is very cool. Good for Google. I like to give credit where credit's due. They're pretty much an evil company who steal their information all the time. But if you want to provide all those scholarships for people who are hurting at this time, I think that's really nice.
People calling in about my question about teachers' unions. Hello, Roy. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave. How's it going? Long-time listener.
Thank you, Roy. Appreciate it.
I got some inside information. I have my spouse works for a school district, and she's in administration, and they talk back and forth. None of the school districts really know what the hell they're going to do. All they do know is they want the kids to come back to school in mm-hmm. some capacity. And they're like the teachers that I know personally, they want to go back to school. They know what's best for the kids. Like there's going to be a lot of like virtual learning by choice, it sounds like,
mm-hmm.
especially for kids with, kids that have immune deficiencies and other conditions and things like that, where there are so many kids that, like, they have to go to school for learning deficiencies and speech problems and just, you know, low kids and things like that. They need the interaction with the teachers. But none of the school districts really just want to say, hey, we're coming back right now. We're doing it. This
yeah.
is it. There's been so many surveys with parents and things. It's really kind of a cluster and just astronomically insane to me what they're going through and the decisions that they're trying or the decisions they want to make, but they're just not for whatever reason.
Yeah, and we're less than a month away. Phoebe starts on the 17th. I have another buddy whose kids start on the 12th. So, Roy, what level of worried are you about your wife getting sick or you getting sick if she goes back and teaches?
I'm really not. I mean, I guess I'm a little concerned, but I mean, I'm healthy. My wife is healthy. My daughter's healthy. Chances are if one of us would get it, like the biggest concern would be just like all of us would be quarantined
yeah, right.
for a certain amount of time. But I mean, we practice social distancing. We wear masks. You know, I wash my freaking hands and we all have sanitizer in cars and yeah. everything. I mean, it's basically like, I mean, you treat it like it's flu season.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, people are going to get sick. There'll be kids that'll get sick. But, I mean, it's, I don't know. I've said this the whole way that we kind of overreacted with a lot of things the way we did it. And like, I've traveled across part of the country the past week or two, and the same thing that is going on here is going on in every single
yeah. Sorry, Roy. Thanks very much. Quick break right back, DGS.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, DGS. Rich, you want to pop up a present for a minute?
It's not too hot.
Nah, that's enough.
Today I...
Getting good.
And an executive order
to hold China accountable for its oppressive actions against the people of Hong Kong. The Hong Kong Autonomy Act, which I signed this afternoon, passed unanimously through Congress. This law gives my administration powerful new tools to hold responsible the individuals and the entities involved in extinguishing Hong Kong's freedom. We've all watched what happened. Not a good situation.
Okay. Do you have that sound you guys just played for me?
Yeah, give me one.
If you guys want to hear what the news is going to be tonight on cable news and tomorrow.
Let's talk about George Floyd. You said George Floyd's death was a terrible thing.
Terrible.
Why are African Americans still dying at the hands of law enforcement in this country?
And so are white people. So are white people. What a terrible question to ask. So are white people. More white people, by the way. More white people.
There's your news tomorrow. Just get ready. They're going to light it up. Hello, Dave Murray.
Hello there. Not tomorrow. That's going to explode tonight. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, to tune in to CNN or MSNBC and watch
it's
them
probably on already.
Bleed out their eyes. So this is as nice as it's going to be for the next few days, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This is the transition day. It's nothing extreme out there, but you can feel it's a little warmer. It's a little more humid, but it's still okay. And the evening's okay to be out. But overnight, it will get quite humid, kind of steamy overnight. Tomorrow is a really weird day. At times, the sun's going to be blaring out there. It's going to be hot and humid. At other times, there's going to be a fair amount of clouds. So go with a mix of clouds and sunshine. 95 for the high. However, tomorrow and tomorrow evening offer the best chance for some thunderstorms over the next several days. I think there will be storms around on Wednesday, some with heavy downpours of rain and lightning and a big temperature drop. Any storms that happen in the afternoon will cool from the 90s into the 70s very quickly. Humidity skyrockets, and then the temperatures recover again. After that, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, think 95 to 99 degrees for actual temperature. Heat indexes of 105. Each day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, could bring a spot thunderstorm or two, but no all-day rains, nothing even close, and spot's the key word. It's just kind of bubbling up in the heat and humidity. But tomorrow evening, anytime, but especially between 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., will offer us a pretty good shot of scattered thunderstorms.
Woof.
Gosh. Mm. There you go. Mm.
You guys want to hear a weird story?
Yeah.
If you thought that the zombie apocalypse has already started, nope, it started with this guy. A man was eating McDonald's outside last week when a seagull tried to grab his food. The guy responded by biting the seagull. 26-year-old sitting outside eating some McDonald's when the seagull flew up and tried to snatch away his food. He grabbed the seagull and bit him hard in the neck and threw it. The cops arrested the guy for injuring a wild bird, and he's facing 6 months in prison or a $9,000 fine.
For biting a seagull.
Right? Wow. First of all.
Mine.
It's pretty impressive that you can snatch a seagull, bite him, and throw him. I'm just saying.
That is impressive.
That's impressive.
Yeah, don't put him in jail for that. Give him a medal.
Oh, boy. That's not the way I thought you'd go on this one.
No, I mean, if the bird... Those are trash birds, right? Like, there's a billion
They're
of them.
Rats with wings.
They're
Come
rats
on.
With wings.
They're no baby robin.
Yeah, you want to bite a seagull and whip it around like a
That
dog.
Is not good.
Go get him, Sue.
Good grief.
Go get him.
If you want to bite a seagull and thrash him around,
yeah, go
that's
crazy.
Terrible.
Go crazy.
No.
All I can say is flip test. What would the seagull have been charged with under the same circumstances?
Thank you.
I don't think she was supporting you.
Thank you. If a seagull.
Thank you, Rachel. If a
seagull bit a person, you got to like track it down and rabies test it and execute it.
Oh my gosh.
So if you bite a. I might not be making the point.
I was going to say, yeah, so we I'm should not... hunt him down, give him a rabies test, and execute him. Is
what
that
I'm saying
what
is.
Tiny little guns.
He should watch out if he sees another seagull because they might be looking for him now.
I don't think the seagulls will judge each other for biting a human.
No, but they'll judge the human for biting them.
You can't go around harming animals and having that be okay, but
no
that does seem
life, son.
Like a little bit of an excessive fine.
Did you see the squirrel story, Dave?
Before we leave that, I just want to drill down on this between these two.
Okay. Mm.
Somebody's got rabies, Dave.
Is the pigeon the highest form of life that you're okay biting, or are there higher forms of life that you would also bite and thrash?
That is an excellent question. I have not thought about this. I wouldn't have thought I would be okay with the seagull until you hear it. When you hear that the seagull is, you know, like, I wouldn't have, until I heard it in the context of the story.
How are you with biting squirrels?
And thrashing them around.
Yeah, I mean, only if it's messing with me, right? Like, I'm not gonna like pounce on a squirrel, right? Like that's cruel. That's messed up. But if a squirrel wants to try and step to me, right? I'm burdened by my own intelligence over here. I'm gonna show that squirrel who's the boss.
Rachel, why are you making a sad face?
Oh, just the squirrel story that I was telling you about.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to play this because Joe emailed me and wanted to know
why
we're not playing the Zoo News sounder. I don't really have a good reason.
Because it's COVID.
A squirrel in Colorado has tested positive for the bubonic plague. Officials report this is the first case of plague in the town of Morrison, southwest of Denver. Apparently, this is very highly contagious to cats.
Someone was not paying attention yesterday's show.
Did we do this story?
We did.
Oh, sorry.
Remember plague squirrels?
Oh.
Land sharks?
I remember land sharks.
You know what? She was looking up land sharks. She was doing the land shark side of the research when we were talking about
She leaned into that.
That's my bad.
Plague squirrels.
I'm sorry.
Because she had the videos and everything. Like,
we do not repeat stories about plague squirrels. So
old news.
That's terrifying.
It's awful.
X out of this really quick.
It's awful. The plague was, like, there was that big story that someone in China had caught the plague kind of organically.
It turned out it was just a really big squirrel.
The plague does... It's still around. It was never eradicated, but good hygiene can prevent it.
Why do you seem to know everything? And I stress seem.
Because I do know everything. I know a little bit.
He's always ready to weigh in.
Do you notice this also, Dave Murray? You have a cadence that you launch into.
I know a little
bit. It's a very little ting when you start to
tell
me things about subjects you don't know anything about.
I know a little bit about everything. But I don't know a lot of bit about much. So unfortunately, I can give you the baseline on a lot of stuff.
I don't know a lot of bit about much.
Give you the baseline of a lot of things, but then like the compiled questions on top of it.
Here's a suggestion. When you hit the end of that knowledge, you should probably just stop. For example, you could have said, you know, the bubonic plague never really went away. Full stop.
The end.
But you were going.
I had more.
You were going.
Because that's not the end
of my
knowledge.
Something about Sir Walter Raleigh. You're like, you were going.
No, that's not the end of my knowledge. Because I know there's a few hundred cases worldwide every year. Antibiotics can make it go away. And washing your hands is like soap is like the ultimate cure to the bubonic plague. And that's why it generally doesn't spread around like it did back in the day when people were, you know, pooping in holes and not washing their hands.
Speak for yourself.
What kind of holes were they pooping in?
Like just the ground.
The
Dark Ages.
Man, okay, this isn't old news. This is a new story. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is hospitalized yet again, this time for a possible infection. She had to undergo an endoscopic procedure at Johns Hopkins this afternoon to clean out a bile duct stent that was placed last August.
Gosh.
So, man, she's always in the hospital.
She is. It's almost like she's 88.
If anyone can believe this, I don't mean anything by this politically, but I wish she would step down because when you see someone with that many health issues pushing themselves to work the way she does, I want for her own health, I think she should retire.
Well, I'll go you one further. Whether it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg or is an 88-year-old conservative who's always in and out of the hospital, I don't think it's right. Not just for her, it's not right for us. Being a Supreme Court justice is a very difficult, very demanding job, intellectually and physically, and she clearly isn't able to do it at the highest level. And so I don't care whether it's someone who agrees with everything I say and they'll be replaced by someone who disagrees with everything I say. At some point, when you're that old and you're that infirmed, it's not cute. And it's not like, wow, she's so badass. It's like, no, you're just stop.
It's time to take
it. It's time. It's time to retire. And if you don't want to retire, it's still time to retire.
Right.
So.
Anyway.
Now it's your turn.
Let's
go ahead.
Let's hope it's not bubonic plague.
Tell us what you know about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
What would you think if you, you
here we go?
Well, no, this is a real thing. Like something like that, where you're kind of very heavily encourage them to step down, but they have to be replaced by someone of the same political leanings. Because that's always the worry. It's, liberals are right. All, we got to make sure Ruth Bader Ginsburg never leaves office for any reason, because then she's just going to be replaced by another Trump Republican.
Something tells me, I don't know Ruth, but something tells me that even if she knew that she would be replaced with someone even more liberal, that she'd probably want to keep going.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I respect, but I can respect, like, my mom will be 93. She doesn't drive. If she wanted to drive with all of her heart and soul, I wouldn't let her. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And when I'm that age or whatever age it is that you're like that, I hope my kids will say, like, no, Dad, you can't go east side. So.
Thanks, Dave.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Top of the hour, we have Brian Kilmeade going to play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I think I made it to second grade last time. Andrew, can you tell the last two phone calls you took?
Yes, I took one, a very nice lady who said that it was horrific that we were joking about the seagull and biting the seagull. It's evil, it's cruel animal abuse, it's awful to do and even worse to joke about. And then I took another call who said that it was like the funniest thing he'd ever heard and that we almost made him wreck. He was laughing so hard and it made him think of Conan the Barbarian. And
welcome to,
like,
the DGS audience.
Hey, that's the dichotomy of man.
In my show prep, I have something that says a pug dog sounds like, what is it? A rocket?
Screaming pug rocket.
So we're going to listen to this live with you guys for the first time.
It says screaming pug
rocket. Screaming pug rocket.
They spelled
Miles,
it
say hi. That's Miles. He'll be our pug rocket today.
Hi, Miles.
Pug rockets are very noisy. And they go something like this. First, we light the fuse. And the pug rocket will make a lot of noise until eventually you're like, go!
Okay.
Boy, that prep service is worth it.
Yeah. we're paying for that.
I tried to listen to it on the break and Dave was like, no. Save that for the listeners.
I mean,
you do be screaming though.
Like, Sue, if I were at your house and your dog did that, I'd be like, whoa, that's crazy. But I'm not sure it's worth national show prep.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it isn't, Dave.
I can't explain why, but I hate that they called it a pug rocket.
Yeah, I'm with you.
There's something weird about that. Maybe, I don't know.
Was that noise supposed to be like a... I don't get it.
It was screaming.
Oh.
So I was just looking at this tweet from Donald Trump, the president. John Solomon had tweeted, Pelosi won't release her tax returns, but says, I will most certainly release my tax returns when and if I decide to run for president. So I don't think she has time. Not trying to be rude, but I don't think that's
I'll be
happen.
Rude.
So I think she was being sarcastic. But Trump quoted that tweet and said, so cute, exclamation point.
That's when he's at his best.
That's when he's funny.
Come on, that's pretty funny.
I figured out what Pelosi's skin looks like.
Okay.
If you've ever had a fresh spring roll,
oh, I sure have,
from a Thai place, mm-hmm. kind of looks like a condom. Mm-hmm. Her face looks like it's made out of fresh spring roll.
Okay,
it's translucent. It's kind of gummy. It's weird.
Yeah, she could benefit from like some matte pressed powder because she's shiny. She's a bit shiny.
Mm-hmm. A bit.
But you know,
if and when I run for president, okay.
So cute.
So cute.
So
you
will. Cute.
You can never beat Trump in like a flame war. It's not going to happen.
No.
A battle
right.
of insults, you
no.
will never, ever win.
I am still laughing about his tweet about, I believe it was Elijah Cummings, may rest in peace, having his home broken into right in the heat of their feud. And Trump was like, really bad news. Someone broke into his home.
Now that we know him so much better, isn't it surprising that his debates with Hillary didn't go way worse?
Yeah. I mean, they were really bad for the time. I remember watching them and thinking, I cannot believe this is happening. There's no way this guy is going to win on November 3rd. And then it happened. So, I mean, they did not go smoothly. He said, you're a horrible woman.
That's true.
I mean, that's kind of an intense thing to say on a debate stage. And that was just one of the things that he said. So,
but still surprising he didn't say worse.
Yeah.
I mean,
he said worse.
Are they going to do a Trump-Biden? Is that going to happen debate? What's the latest?
It'll have to.
I think they have three scheduled.
Yeah, it'll have to.
When is the, I mean, soon? I just thought they were going to try
no,
to keep
Biden
away from
like
it.
No, these usually start like August.
Yeah.
Okay.
August,
yeah.
September.
I mean, this election will be unlike anything we ever have. Who the hell knows what's going to happen, how we're going to vote, and
yeah,
crazy stuff.
I was like, wow.
I'm totally like, wow.
2020's motto. I was like, wow.
You do be voting, though.
Can't get any worse than this.
McCluskey was on Laura Ingraham last night, the guy with the gun, pink shirt, and he was saying that it's his understanding that he and his wife are about to be indicted.
Why is he going on Ingraham?
I think you just answered your own question. So the only thing that...
Very
see,
interesting.
I have never done criminal law. I don't understand the ins and outs of brandishing a weapon. I'm sure that's what they would be charged with. I do see both sides. I certainly see their side as well. But I can't stand Kim Gardner way more than I can't stand pink shirt or striped shirt. And the fact that you can pretty much do anything in the city you want to do and not get charged, it's just a little too convenient, a little too on the nose. That now, if she charges these two, it's like, okay.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It really is.
Agreed.
I've been seeing, who's her competitor? Mary Pat somebody. Those are the only signs I'm seeing up, and I'm seeing them early.
Oh, Mary Pat Action Jackson. That's
her name. Right.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll see.
Mary Pat Bigfoot.
Anybody but Gardner.
And I, for one, vote Kim. Don't charge them. Because I don't want to see them for the next 6 months.
They're not important enough to go through the media circus with.
It's something that happened. I know that's what all crimes are, but it's something that happened. They should have stayed in their house and called the cops and, you know, pointed the gun out the window or something. They looked ridiculous. But you also have 100 people screaming at you and you're scared.
On your property, yeah.
I get it. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't put your finger on the trigger and point a gun at people. Right. But
well, now the info is that the little revolver wasn't working anyway. Al Watkins, who I believe has stepped away from the case, but he was holding
it.
When
Al Watkins steps
them,
away from a case.
He was holding it for them because he knew from the beginning that it wasn't working. So the
I don't
the
think
woman,
that matters.
I don't think it matters.
Right, but that's what they're saying. The woman in the situation knew she was waving around a gun that was not going to work.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if she was pointing
I don't think
at
that
people.
Matters at all.
Yeah, because the people on the street that she was pointing it at had no idea
yeah.
that it wasn't
people
working.
Get shot by guns all the time that weren't working.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.